This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The serious and mysterious threat to honeybees that has become known as colony collapse disorder has highlighted their critical role as pollinators of everything from fruit trees to wildflowers. But the non-native European honeybee is only one of a great many pollinators in California, notes Scott Feierabend, executive director of the Audubon Canyon Ranch.
The whole issue of native pollinators has been a hotly debated topic for several years now, particularly with the crash of the honeybee that we've heard so much about. Also the plight of the native pollinators, little guys that we don't pay much attention to.
Dr. Robin Thorpe, professor emeritus of the UC Davis Department of Entomology, is someone who pays quite a lot of attention to our smaller native bees, which he points out are quite different from honeybees.
Most of these are solitary bees that have very, very different life cycles from the honeybees. Each female is a full reproductive and does all the nest making as well as the provisioning and egg laying. She performs all the functions. There's no worker caste in most of our native bees except for bumblebees.
These native bees, as many as 1,400 varieties across California, don't live in hives and they don't make honey.
They don't need honey because much of their life cycle is underground and out of sight. Most of our bees are ground nesting. Female digs a little burrow, puts some pollen provisions in it, lays an egg on the pollen mass, and then seals up that little brood chamber, and her offspring have enough food to get them through to the adult stage. And then they start the cycle over again, usually the following year.
Although they are subject to parasites and diseases, the solitary lifestyle of the native bees has spared them from the colony collapse threat. But that doesn't mean we should take them for granted, adds Ellen Zagori, director of horticulture at the UC Davis Arboretum.
Pollinating is so important, and with the pollinator crisis that's going on with the European honeybee right now, our gardens are more important than they have ever been to help support all kinds of insects, all kinds of diversity.
She says homeowners and landscapers can boost the native bee populations by carefully choosing what they plant.
There are some plants that I always say, if you plant it, they will come. They are very rich in pollen and nectar, like any kind of daisy. If you plant daisies, those little yellow centers are packed with a lot of pollen that's easily accessible. So you can just pick a few different plants and add them to your garden, and they'll be beneficial.
Whenever possible, Zagori recommends planting flora that is also native to Northern California.
If it's native, and particularly native to where you actually live, there's a very high probability that there's a wild animal or insect in your area that has an evolutionary relationship with it.
That's important, adds Dr. Thorpe, because some bees have only a short lifespan in which to match up with their preferred pollen sources.
Some have a very short season. The females are only on the wing for about a month to 6 weeks. And so these adults overlap with only flowers in a very, very brief season.
Thorpe and Zagori will be among the speakers at a public workshop on bees and pollination tomorrow afternoon at the Bouverie Preserve near Glen Ellen, a protected habitat that is now owned and managed by the Audubon Canyon Ranch. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.